AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Democrats in the House have agreed to a Republican plan to fund the Department of Homeland Security without any provisions opposed by President Obama. A funding bill in the House includes the overturning of the president's executive actions on immigration. Before the vote, Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid says this goes now back to the House.
We look forward to working with our Republican colleagues in the next 24 hours to get this done. All eyes now shift to the House of Representatives as soon as we pass our clean funding bill.
Funding for the Department of Homeland Security runs out Friday. Three men are in custody, two in New York, one in Florida, accused of plotting to travel overseas to join the Islamic State group. The man in Florida has appeared in court. Some winter weather is moving through the south, and rush hour has started early in Atlanta.
This is a fast-moving storm. It's going to have a wet snow that with a rapid accumulation.
Russell McMurray is with the Georgia Department of Transportation. The Georgia Department of Corrections says the weather is the reason tonight's scheduled execution of Kelly Renee Gissendaner has been delayed until Monday. Gissendaner was convicted of killing her husband. Near Bangor, Maine, at least 17 people have been injured, some seriously, when more than 40 vehicles crashed on a snowy interstate highway. A dog owner is suing Purina, alleging thousands of dogs have gotten sick or died from eating a brand of the company's dry dog food. A jury in Phoenix, Arizona has gotten the case and will decide punishment for convicted murderer Jodi Arias. She was found guilty of killing her boyfriend. The sentencing phase of her trial had been delayed. Corporate earnings are mixed. Oil prices have rebounded on Wall Street today. The indexes are slightly above the record closing highs of yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up more than 30 points. This is AP Radio News. For the fourth consecutive year, Lexus is the top on top of J.D. Power's list of the most dependable cars. Buick finished second, followed by Toyota and Cadillac. The AP's Tom Krischer reports the top two driver complaints were less about mechanical problems and more about technology.
This is a trend that's been going on for several years. The main thing was people couldn't pair their telephone to the car using Bluetooth, and also they were mad because the voice recognition commands didn't work right.
Fiat was the worst performing brand. The Chicago Bulls must now face life without their all-star guard Derrick Rose for an uncertain amount of time. He'll need surgery for the second straight season to repair a torn meniscus in his right knee.
First and foremost, it's our concern for Derrick, you know, not only as a basketball player, but as a person.
Coach Tom Thibodeau isn't sure how long Rose will be out. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.